Originally conceived as a diversion for Buell's advance upon Nashville, the campaign against Forts Henry and Donelson would provide the basis for an effective Union strategy in the West, and bringing to the fore a man whose energy and determination would see that strategy, and ultimately the war itself, to a successful conclusion, Ulysses S. Grant. Proceeding up the Tennessee River from the vicinity of Paducah, Grant put his army ashore about 4 miles from Fort Henry and marched south to seize Fort Heiman on the Kentucky shore. Made in conjunction with an attack by Commodore Andrew Foote's Union gunboats, the move prompted Confederate Commander Lloyd Tillman to send all but 70 of his 2,500 men to nearby Fort Donelson, effectively abandoning low-lying Fort Henry to the Federals. Tillman himself would be captured with the fort on February 6th. By the 14th, Grant had surrounded Fort Donelson to begin the major engagement of the campaign.